Welcome back, Rav the Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 2, Mishnah 1 of Maseches Erev. And the Mishnah wants to know that given the fact that a well usually has, it's 4 by 4 by 10 tzfachim, meaning that it is considered like a private domain, and so therefore to take from the well to outside of it, in the middle of nowhere, let's say, into the public domain would be a prohibition. And so therefore, there's a problem, because what if people are traveling from their town to the Beis HaMikdash for the Shalosh Regalim, for the pilgrimage festivals? This would be an issue, because they wouldn't be able to feed their animals. Excuse me. They wouldn't be able to feed their animals any sort of drink, and therefore this would be a big issue. So to solve this, the rabbis say that here, we'll have some sort of a makeshift wall that goes around the well, and then everything will become permissible. So the Mishnah says, here's how you make that wall, to make it permissible, that it will be taking the water out of the well into this new, now private domain, so it's private to private. So osin pasin labei ra'os. So a person can use the following boards to serve as a partition around the well. Arba'a yumden nirin kishmona. You have to have four double posts that look like eight boards. Basically, what if you could imagine the well is in the middle, and then around the well there are, you make a square, and each of the corners of these squares has a double post, sort of, you know, like an L-shaped post around each corner. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Says Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir says Shmona Nirin Kishneim Asar Arba the Yumdin Varba Pshutin. So Rabbi Meir says, so that was four double posts. That was Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Meir says, you need eight boards that look like 12, meaning four double posts, so like the corners of the previous one, and also one in the middle of each of the sides. And that will bring a total of 12, or at least eight, but that seem like 12. Gathad asar tzfachim. Their height has to be at least 10 tzfachim high. The rachman shisha, and their width has to be at least 6 tfachim, the avian kolshu, and the thickness of the actual piece of wood or whatever it is can be any amount. Uveinayan kimlo shtei revakos shalosh shalosh bakar. And between them, there has to be a gap that is a maximum of a size of two teams of three oxen each, which basically in English means you can't have a gap larger than 10 amos. Zivri, Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Meir, but Rabbi Yehuda says, Shall arba arba? No, you can go as high as two teams of you can go as high as two teams of four oxen each, which basically in English means 13 and a third amos is how wide the hole can be. But if it's wider than that, then you need more boards in between. Kishuros velomaturos. The width of each of them is measured when the oxen are tied up, so there's less space between them, and not when they are loose. Achas nechneses veachas yosis. And the combined width of both of the teams together is measured when one team is entering and one is exiting, which basically says there's slightly more space than two teams that are moving in the same direction. Okay, but we have the measurements set already. Okay, that was Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah Beis now says, brother, Mutar lahakriv labe'er, one can place the double posts close to the wall. As long as there's enough space for the cow to stand with its head and most of its body inside of the area to drink, then it's okay. It's permissible to distance the double posts from the well by any amount, as long as you add boards when needed, so there's not one of these large gaps between, either larger than 10 amos according to Rabbi Meir, or larger than 13 and a third amos according to Rabbi Yehuda. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Beis. God willing, next time I'm going to continue with Mishnah Gimel. Have a wonderful day.